Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking, oh great, another podcast about being nice to yourself. But trust me on this one, folks, because self-compassion is way more than just saying good job after acing a crossword puzzle. It's the secret sauce to building real mental strength, and in a world that's constantly pushing us to be better, faster, stronger, is something we desperately need. Ever feel like you're running on an endless treadmill of self-criticism? You know, that voice inside your head that's always quick to point out your flaws, highlight your mistakes, and leave you feeling less than amazing. Yeah, that's the inner critic talking, and let me tell you, it's exhausting. So, how does self-compassion come into play? Think of it as a warm hug for your soul. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. And believe me, we all need that extra dose of TLC sometimes. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. This one might seem obvious, but it's often the hardest part. We tend to bury our feelings and pretend everything is fine, which only makes things worse in the long run. Self-compassion starts with acknowledging that you're human, flawed, messy, and capable of making mistakes. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Notice when that inner critic is getting loud and try to observe those negative thoughts as if they were clouds passing by in the sky. They come and go, but you don't have to let them control your mood. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine you're comforting a friend who's feeling down. What would you say? What would you do? Now, extend that same compassion to yourself. Talk to yourself with warmth and understanding, even when things get tough. 4. Remember you're not alone. Everyone struggles at some point in their lives. Comparing yourself to others only leads to more self-criticism. Instead, focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. You've got this. 5. Practice gratitude. Even when things are tough, there are always things to be grateful for. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This simple practice can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've spent weeks researching, crafting your slides, and practicing your delivery. But now, on the day of the presentation, you start to feel butterflies in your stomach. Your mind races with doubts. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks my ideas are terrible? Sound familiar? That inner critic is back. But here's where self-compassion comes into play. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. You acknowledge that this presentation is important, but it doesn't define your worth as a person. You offer yourself words of encouragement. I've prepared well, I'm capable, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's just a learning experience. Then, you step up to the stage with newfound confidence, knowing that you're doing your best and treating yourself with kindness along the way. So, remember folks, self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up on your goals. It's about showing yourself the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. It's about accepting your imperfections, celebrating your strengths, and building resilience in the face of challenges. We've talked about the power of self-compassion today, and I hope it inspires you to treat yourself with a little more kindness. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and understanding, especially from yourself. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of self-compassion, leave us a review, and join the conversation on our social media pages. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.